When Ruth Ozeki's latest novel, A Tale for the Time Being, hit bookshelves last March, it had been a decade since her last work, 2003's All Over Creation, was published. She'd undergone several transformations in that time. Both of her parents had passed away after long illnesses. She found herself enamored of Zen Buddhism, and eventually, she became an ordained priest in 2010. Themes of time and communication are central to her new novel's plot, a book, she says, that began after her main character, a young girl named Now, spoke directly to her.
One day, as I was sort of sitting down at my computer, I heard the voice of this young girl introducing herself to me, and she said, "Hi, my name is Now, and I'm a time being. Do you know what a time being is? Well, if you give me a moment, I'll tell you."
Ozeki says that she immediately typed the words into her computer, and before long, knew a great deal about this young girl, who only moments before didn't exist. The story concerns itself with Now's diary and a novelist in British Columbia named Ruth, who discovers the diary inside a Hello Kitty lunchbox that washes up on a beach there. More than anything, Ruth wants to know how Now's story, which began in the diary, ends.
I could see that she was a young girl. She had a kind of a sense of humor. She had an attitude. I knew that she was Japanese for some reason, and I had a sense of her as being a schoolgirl. Once you have the tone of voice in your mind, then, you know, the writer's job is to follow that and to just ask questions. So, you know, I just paid attention to that and just kind of asked questions and continued to let her speak. You know, it was like making a new friend.
Ozeki says that she had one main objective, to stay out of the way of the voice that had presented itself.
You know, that's really the trick of it. If you can stay in touch with that more dreamlike part of your mind for long enough, then the book will get written. You know, if you start judging and criticizing and editing and jumping in with the rational brain too quickly, then you cut yourself off.
A Tale for the Time Being is a novel filled with humor, as well as powerful musings on interconnectedness and the passage of time itself. The book received wide critical acclaim upon its release in 2013. Ozeki says that she could not have prepared herself for such a reception. She thinks that most writers go through periods of believing they're onto something special to believing that their present work may not even be worth finishing.
We go through periods of crazy self-aggrandizement where we are convinced that this is the most brilliant piece of literature that's ever been written before in the English language. And when we're not thinking that, we're thinking this is the worst piece of, you know, whatever that any writer has ever conceived of. As a result, you simply don't know. I finished the process thinking probably it falls somewhere in that spectrum.
In the end, she says, she owes herself one small favor, to forget about any success that she's had so that she can make the path clear for her next work.
However it's received in the world, the most important thing for a writer to do is to forget about it as quickly as possible.
Ozeki rarely, if ever, reads reviews of her work, as she wants to avoid other voices interfering with her creativity. Either, she adds, those that praise the work or those that condemn it. She's always eager to move on to her next project, adding that each new book presents her with the option of reinventing herself.
You know, everything that I thought I knew about writing, you know, may or may not pertain to the next book. And very often it takes some time. You know, it takes time to allow the previous work to fully leave.
Ruth Ozeki is currently touring the country in support of the novel's paperback release. She'll read from A Tale for the Time Being this evening at Watermark Books. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.